Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
It's 12 o'clock. Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.5 FM here in Accra. Also on Love 99.7 FM here in Accra, and also live on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, and around the world on myjoyonline.com. Coming up, 12 Mamprusi homes torched in Gayonko in the Upper East region as residents fear that the situation may escalate. We will take you live to the region for the latest on that. Also coming up, Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Gold Box, Sammy Jemfi, apologizes to Ghanaians after heavy public criticism over doling out an unspecified amount of dollars to self-styled evangelist Mama Pat, popularly known as Nana Agra. We have details plus thoughts of some anti-graft campaigners who are calling for more answers and possible sanction. Also coming up in the bulletin, President John Dramani Mahama Lordina and Vice President reaffirms commitment to women and families, pledge support for maternal health and empowerment in Mother's Day messages. Details of that in the bulletin, plus the unforgettable memories as mothers thank their children for honoring them with a Joy FM day out at the Safari Valley Eco Resort.
I had a very major car accident, and then she has to take care of me for 6 months. I'll never forget this.
These and others coming up in the next few minutes. My name is James Aveji. Details of the stories now. And at least 12 houses were burnt last night by unknown assailants in the Gamunko community in the Bunduri district of the Upper East region in what is believed to be a spillover of the long-standing chieftaincy conflict in neighboring Boku. According to Joy News security sources, some other houses were touched 3 days ago, bringing the total to more than 20. Our sources say that residents deserted the Gayonku community almost a month ago after becoming targets of frequent attacks. The assailants therefore took advantage of the situation to burn down the homes along several properties. Joy News' Upper East regional correspondent Albert Sori joins us live on the phone with some details. Albert, thanks for your time. What more have you been picking about this?
Yes, James. So what we know is that these communities, specifically Gungyoko and a few homes in the Bunduri community of the Bunduri district, for some time now have become targets because of the chieftaincy conflict in neighboring Boko. Because of this, some of the residents have had to leave their homes. In fact, we're told that some of them often leave their homes to sleep near the military base in Bunduri for their own safety. And this may have been how the assailants took advantage of the situation to burn down the homes because they are not inhabited.
Does that seek to suggest that the whole community is deserted as we speak?
Well, not the entire community, but the homes that have been burnt in particular. What we are told is that the people who live in these homes have become targets of attacks for some time now. In fact, some of the residents complain that it appears that the security is no longer paying attention to them. And so they've had to run to other places. Some have even run down south of the country for their own safety. And so that's what we know as far as this incident is concerned.
Thank you, Albert. Sorry, there he is, our Paris regional correspondent. To some other stories now, and Chief Executive Officer of the Ghana Gold Board, Sammy Jemfe, has apologized in response to heavy public criticism for doling out cash to self-styled evangelist Mama Pat, popularly known as Nana Agrada. A viral video which captured Sammy Jemfe counting and handing over dollar notes from his car to Nana Agrada sparked public outrage and on social media, with many calling for full disclosure of the source of the cash. Mr. Jemfe has since issued a statement on the matter, and my colleague Semefa Kpesu is in the studio with details of that. MFM, let's start with details of what he's been saying.
Well, James, so Mr. Jemfe says, quote, to clarify this, this was simply a kind gesture to a fellow human being in line with my daily and lifelong custom of lending a helping hand to people in need. And he continues to say that I sincerely thought that what I was doing was just an act of kindness in private, and never imagined that same could find its way into the public space. That is unfortunate and regrettable, and says, I must say that I understand the uproar that this gesture has generated, particularly from comrades who are sincerely hurt by same. To all such comrades, I am sincerely sorry, in caps, for these unfortunate acts of indiscretion. I respect and appreciate your views. Let me state that my view of public office as a privilege to serve society, solve problems, and help others has not changed, unquote. So that was what he's been saying.
Right, SMFA, and that's the apology coming from Sammy Jemfe, who will be getting on the phone lines as and when we have Mr. Vitus Azim on the line to speak to on this matter. Meanwhile, Imani Africa President Franklin Kudjo has also been speaking on this. He's calling for more answers to what has happened, especially on the back of days after which the president has issued a code of conduct to his appointees. Let's do some Mother's Day stories now. And President John Dramani Mahama has pledged to prioritize policies that uplift mothers, women, and families as part of a renewed national commitment to ensure that every mother and child in Ghana has the opportunity to thrive. In a heartfelt Mother's Day message, President Mahama acknowledged the resilience of mothers who, despite numerous challenges, continue to build better futures for the children and the communities. His words were contained in a statement, and Collins Frimpong is here with details of that. Collins.
Right, So President Mahama emphasized that from access to quality healthcare and education to economic empowerment, his focus will be on creating an inclusive environment where mothers and children are supported. He also expressed appreciation to all mothers, including his wife, Lordina, and Vice President Professor Nana Jane Opoku-Agyeman, for their nurturing roles and sacrifices. Meanwhile, President John Mahama has visited Vice President Professor Nana Opoku-Agyeman. According to a Facebook post by President Mahama, Vice President is taking a deserved rest after recovering from illness and looking forward to resume duties.
The Vice President herself and the First Lady have also issued some statements.
Right. In her messages, she acknowledges and honors the crucial role that women play in building the foundation of families and communities. She expresses gratitude to mothers, grandmothers, caregivers, and mother figures for their strength, love, and everyday sacrifices.
Right, Collins, thank you for those messages. And here at Joy FM, the Joy FM's trip with mothers to the Safari Valley Eco Resort saw mamas dancing to old tunes and spending quality and uninterrupted time with their children. Hannah Odame was with them and shares more in this report.
In 2001, I had a very major car accident, and then I had to be admitted at 37 for 6 months. I couldn't walk, I couldn't bath, I couldn't do anything. So she has to leave all my other siblings and come and sleep on the floor at 37 and take care of me for 6 months until I finally started walking. And it's an amazing thing. It's not all mothers who would do that. And then I really appreciate what she did. I'll never forget this.
The children sharing memories of how their mothers have been of great help to them.
When I gave birth, she was there. Finally, when my husband passed, about 9 years ago, she has left her matrimonial home and she has been staying with me for the past 9 years.
These and many more tributes were accompanied with gifts from sponsors.
Happy Mother's Day.
Prior to that, the team were shown the wildlife at the results.
The fluffy ones are called silky chicken. And they got the name silky because of how fluffy and soft their feathers are.
This really intrigued the mothers and other patrons.
It's a great place for everyone to learn, to see what true nature is, to see what God is.
My rounds here got me well informed about their habitats and their way of life. So I've really enjoyed my coming here.
There was variety of meals to choose from. And of course, Safari Valley gave mothers a treat. Chef Romaric Foley is overjoyed that a mamas love his food.
All of our items come from our farm. For example, if you see the tilapia there, it's for our canna here. I just fetch this morning and I fry for you guys. The panel, I just go to the farm, make the panel so fresh for you guys, because you guys are special for Safari Valley.
Now, the verdict of the mothers who were brought here by their children.
This place is very, very enjoyable. I enjoy it. Though I can't walk for a long time, but when I came here, because of the enjoyment that I have, I was able to go around everywhere.
It's fantastic for me, and I love everything here so much. I'm saying may God bless them.
Both mothers and children have many, many unforgettable moments from this day. From the Safari Valley Eco Resort, I am Hannah Odami for Joy News.
And we wish all mothers a happy Mother's Day on this beautiful day. And before we go, King Promise has been crowned Artist of the Year at the 26th Telesol Ghana Music Awards, TGMA. There's more in the following report.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from United Healthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a United Healthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about United Healthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.